Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, what is the impact of the cool, damp weather that we're having right now on our crops? Andrew Friscup was on Farm Talk with Mick Carey yesterday. He is an NDSU extension pathologist.
Yeah, so I mean, start thinking about these weather conditions right now. And if you start thinking about harvest in a lot of ways, you want a little bit drier weather, but we have some cool, wet weather, and it can have somewhat of an impact on some of the diseases that we're not even scouting for anymore in the wheat crop especially.
Friscup talked about some of the diseases that they're seeing.
So right now, as we're starting to look at the the bountiful harvest of the wheat crop, I have been getting a few phone calls on some of the what I call late season head diseases. A lot of these are identification, but the two that are most important to keep an eye out for right now is one is ergot, which we had a few problems with last year. And the other one is just to more or less get an assessment of what Fusarium head blight did in some of the fields this year.
And what are you finding?
Based off some of the reports, I think ergot is, it's a disease we see every year. It's usually going to be on the field edges, often near the roadside ditches. And if you have a lot of it, one thing you can do at harvest time is to more or less keep the best grain, so kind of separate it, break it up if you're able to document where the ergot's at, and just avoid any contamination. What I think about Fusarium head blight right now, especially in those fields that might have been hit harder than others, there has been some suggestions that when you have those really small shriveled kernels, turning up the fan speed can kick out some of that. But also just kind of a good assessment just to see what type of damage you might have had from Fusarium head blight by going out there and breaking open a couple heads and seeing what the quality of the grain is at this point.
Are there any particular grains that are more susceptible or...
what we kind of found out last year and also what we know in the historical context of ergot is any grass crops that flower longer tend to be more susceptible. So if I'm thinking about small grains, our most susceptible small grain is rye. And a lot of that has to do with the very long flowering window. So when we start thinking some of that cover crop and cover crop for seed, it's pretty common to find it in rye. When you start trickling down the list, wheat and durum, and both spring and winter wheat are all about the same in the risk. And probably the least susceptible is barley, just due to the nature of that crop being able to flower in the boot and not being so vulnerable to infection at the key points in the growing season.
All right, other pathological issues going on out there, Andrew?
Well, I think the other thing to point out is we'll be starting our corn disease survey here this week, starting to kind of get out there into the fields, kind of see what's going on. It's kind of been our good way to assess the diseases we have in the state. We've been doing it for the last 6 years, so this will be our seventh year of doing it. And really what it came down to is it's usually documenting what is goss's wilt doing in the state this year as opposed to last year. And that's still our number one disease. But the other way we use that disease survey is just to make sure there isn't any other diseases that we have to be careful or be mindful of in the future.
Bacterial leaf streak, is its season over?
Yeah, so bacterial leaf streak in my world, it can be on wheat and on corn. It's a different pathogen for both, but bacterial leaf streak in wheat is still certainly going to be some of the problems that we've still hearing about as far as some of the potential yield loss estimates that are coming in. And then when you think about it in the corn world, bacterial leaf streak is something we have not identified in the state yet. But talking to my counterparts last week down in Nebraska, and as you get closer to Colorado, they're starting to see some more issues yield loss-wise with that disease.
Again, that was NDSU Extension Pathologist Andrew Friscop. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.